Good morning, it's Thursday, October 21st. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Expect a cloudy morning with occasional afternoon showers and a daytime high of 67 degrees. Rain will move in during the evening and lighten to showers with an overnight low of 53 degrees. Rainfall will reach about half an inch. Bomb cyclone. Explosive cyclogenesis. A beast. Those are some of the terms weather forecasters are using to describe the storm brewing off the Washington coast. Puget Sound should feel its effects today and tomorrow. What does a bomb cyclone mean for the South Sound? A cyclone is kind of a South Pacific version of a hurricane. Energized by tropical waters, this one is supposed to appear out of nowhere today after it collides with another system already parked in its destination. Forecasters expect a week-long period of windy wetness. The bomb aspect occurs when pressure at the center of the system drops rapidly within a short period of time. That's called explosive cyclogenesis or bombogenesis. While unusual for Washington, it will likely only bring breezy winds and heavy rains. After tomorrow, a series of fronts every 24-36 hours will sweep across western Washington with rain and wind at least through Tuesday. Police are investigating the homicide of a man shot to death in Puyallup. Officers responded around 1 a.m. Monday to the 3200 block of East Main Avenue. A Puyallup Police Department spokesperson said witnesses told officers they heard several gunshots and saw someone running from the scene. Police found a man, possibly in his 40s, in the front seat of a small SUV who appeared to have died from a gunshot wound. The vehicle was in a parking lot with multiple bullet holes in it. A judge will soon sentence a man convicted in the DUI death of his wife in Puyallup. A jury found 51-year-old Jeffrey Lepley guilty of vehicular homicide for crashing his car while driving drunk in 2019. Lepley was driving a Jaguar on Pioneer Way East with his wife, 52-year-old Tricia Lepley, in the passenger seat when the wreck happened. Tricia died at the scene. A toxicology report showed Lepley's blood alcohol content was 0.19%, higher than the legal limit of 0.08%. Officers believed he crossed the center line, then overcorrected, sending the car into a slide where it collided with a guardrail and went down an embankment. The car rolled and came to a stop upside down about 30 yards from the road. Tacoma Public Schools says almost 98% of its employees are fully vaccinated or received an approved exemption. Monday was the deadline for school employees to provide evidence they've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, per Governor Jay Inslee's mandate issued in August. The mandate also applied to most state workers and thousands of healthcare workers. Tacoma Public Schools has 4,482 employees. The district reported 94 employees not in compliance, and all were terminated as of Tuesday. Of those positions, 6 were full-time employees, 40 were hourly employees who occasionally worked for the district, and 48 were substitutes. A district spokesperson said the loss of personnel isn't causing any notable operational disruptions. A space is for sale, previously occupied by a Tacoma bar that lost its liquor license after repeatedly violating COVID-19 regulations. An American Tavern drew the ire of neighbors and tenants of the condominiums above the bar during the pandemic for rowdy customers, parking lot altercations, and continued violation of the state's COVID rules for restaurants. The 1,940-square-foot commercial unit on the ground floor of the Bridge Apartments on Market Street was listed September 30 for $689,000. It can also be leased at the rate of $4,500 per month plus taxes, utilities and HOA dues. Pierce County property records show it was sold to a limited liability corporation. Documents filed with the state show that business was incorporated under the name of the bar's owner, Kyle Bitwell. The Port Orchard mailing address was previously associated with an American Tavern's state licenses. Reached by email, Bitwell told the News Tribune that an LLC owns the unit and that he now lives in Florida. He did not address questions about why he decided to purchase the unit after closing the bar last spring. Sound Transit is gathering public input on how to spend $90 million for access improvements at 2 Sounder stations in Pierce County. As part of the Sound Transit 2 initiative, the voter-approved funding is meant to make it easier for people to get to the Tacoma and Lakewood stations. That might include pedestrian and bicycling crossings, new pickup and drop-off areas, adding curb ramps for people with disabilities or who use wheelchairs or walkers, and adding parking spaces for bikes and electric scooters. The Sounder runs north to Seattle through both stations. After the comment period closes, the Sound Transit Board will send some potential improvements into environmental review and conceptual engineering. That decision is expected to happen in the first half of 2022. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!